Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Travis Brown is here, ladies and gentlemen. Travis H. Brown is a new friend. He's the CEO and co-founder of Pelopidas. Pelopidas, I think is how you say that last name, which is a St. Louis-based public affairs and advocacy firm. He's the president of Let Voters Decide. And we'll get him to explain what that means in a little bit. He's the author of the brand new book, How Money Walks, How $2 Trillion Move Between Inside the United States from One to the Other, and Why It Matters. Travis Brown, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here. Good morning.
Good to have you here. Pronounce the name of your company.
It's called Pelopidas. It's Greek for freedom fighting.
There you go. I didn't put the accent in the wrong. Should have seen that coming. Pelopidas. All right. So, Travis, $2 trillion. Now, a lot of people, when they hear you talk about money moving inside the United States, they probably when they hear you talk about the money, they probably will not be surprised at some of it. Because, you know, I mean, anybody reading a newspaper, you know, can pick up on some of these things. But you've really identified what the reasons why and the impact of all this. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right. You know, it won't be a surprise that people move around within the 50 states. But when you look at the price of work being different in California versus Texas, it won't surprise folks that you'll expect more work in Texas where the price of work is lower than a 13.3 price of work in California. What we've done with How Money Walks, however, is put a crystal clear number on the past performance of the last 15 years using Internal Revenue Service data.
Has this migration of money, has it just achieved critical mass in the last 15 years, or has it increased so significantly that it's now easy to define in the last 15 years?
Well, the Internal Revenue Service had a taxpayer data file along with in conjunction with the U.S. Census Bureau, but what they did not have or do was make it intelligible and searchable and easy to use from one county to the next. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you're going to track wealth out of St. Louis leaving for Florida, let's say, you have to have all the data and results integrated and mapped in a way that we've done with our smartphone apps and our moving maps, the premise of the book. So now we have that for every county.
Why is that important? Why is it important to micro identify all that?
Well, because
Why is the macro look enough?
Well, on a technical level, you have to have it for every county in America, just because if you lose from somewhere, you have to know where they went.
Right.
But tracking over $2 trillion over a 15-year period is the first time since digital records exist, going back to 1995 to 2010. And it does show a long-term pattern that folks do well where there's a lower tax burden within the states. Our federal tax rates may be fixed, but our state tax regimes are quite flexible. And so there are 9 states like Florida, Texas, and Tennessee that have a zero income tax, and they tend to do better in this analysis looking backwards.
So people are, you know, when I think Florida is different from say, Texas, because Florida has been a profile in what you're talking about for generations, right? I mean, the east coast of Florida is Long Island South, right? So that's been going on. New Yorkers have been moving to Florida for years, and their children are following them down there for a number of different reasons. They like the weather.
Sure,
they like
the weather thing.
But Texas, the Texas-California thing, and also the Colorado-California thing, I think that's a different scenario. The result may be the same, but I think it's a different scenario than the Florida thing. What do you think?
Well, there are a lot of factors going on, but what we measure with How Money Walks is simply the proof of where it's going and with people count. So it's certainly true for a long time that folks from Mid-Atlantic and Northeast have been finding destinations predominantly on the east coast of Florida.
Right.
Midwesterners, which are probably not as well understood, have been finding the west coast of Florida.
Right.
Fortune 50 companies have been finding Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, mm-hmm. and a lot of destinations mm-hmm. in Texas. But it's just a stunning amount of income leaving California as well. 20% of it, by the way, going to Phoenix, and $8 billion, a little bit more, going to Las Vegas, where Nevada, again, has a zero income tax.
Mm-hmm. You don't hear about Nevada as much as you hear about. Years ago, I reported on what was happening in Colorado, and it wasn't so much. It wasn't just the tax thing, but it was that business owners, small business owners, were closing up shop in California because not only the tax, but the regulatory burden, and all of that combined, they were moving to Colorado. I mean, 10, 12 years ago, I was reporting Colorado being the beneficiary of the anti-business policies in California.
Well, that's right. In their climate, you know, factors, Colorado is one of those places where a Texan would even consider moving. They have relatively low income taxes. It's not the only factor, and it depends greatly mm-hmm. on where you're locating in Colorado. But it is true that it's always relative, that if you're leaving California, Colorado looks pretty good. If mm-hmm. you're moving from New York or Chicago to Los Angeles, you may not notice a big change in your income stream.
Mm-hmm.
But what we know are a lot of people are moving from Los Angeles to Texas
right.
and seeing and realizing a lot more disposable income.
Give us a quick summation of all this. What is the one main thing that you determined this has produced?
Well, we find in aggregate, with looking at over $2 trillion moving,
yeah.
that taxpayers are fleeing from those high-income tax states
yeah.
like California, Illinois, and New York, and flocking to those states with a lower price of
like,
work.
Like Tiger Woods did 10 years ago, and like Mickelson lamented a couple of months ago, which I was proud yeah. of him for doing and disappointed when he retracted it. Folks, people want to keep their money. Interesting how that works, isn't it? 20 after, right back with Travis Brown. The new book is called How Money Walks. It's the most interesting book you've ever seen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.